Well, my friends, we're back again. It's the best show. Hey, what's up, you sitting there or standing? Your preference. Who's listening to the show over a kitchen sink while eating something messy? Who's listening? Raise your hand. Who's listening to the show while they're on a run, burning it up through their town? You raise your sweaty hand. Who's listening to the show in bed, getting sleepy, trying not to fall asleep, but kind of getting relaxed by the dulcet tones of national best-selling author Tom Sharpling? That's right. You heard me. National best-selling author. Some of you might not like it, but you know what? You gotta respect it. Because we done did it. We done did it. Just like the great George W. Bush. Remember when he was like, mission accomplished. Wait, no, that was the opposite of how that was went. We actually did the thing. Boy, I don't miss him, huh? No? Anyone miss him? Miss me yet? You know when they all say, like, miss me yet? No. You don't go paint a tree, you monster. And that does it for today's political. That's me auditioning for Majority Report, the political talk of Sam Cedar when he gets down and dirty and he's complaining all about William Barr and it's all heated because he doesn't like him. But that's not what. Look, I don't like him. I'm not Sam Cedar. I love Sam Cedar. I'm just giving the business. He was giving me the business a little bit, and I'm sick of getting the business. I've been getting the business left and right all week, getting the business from multiple people about me not loving No Problem or No Worries instead of You're Welcome. Yeah. Look. Okay. Whatever. I don't care. I don't care. You want to take me to task on that? You want to take me to task on that? God bless you. You take me to task on that. Only thing I know, I put more time behind a cash register and a counter than any of these people complaining. Multiple friends bringing it to my plate. God bless you. I love you all. I feel the way I do. Whatever. I don't care either. You think I care? I don't care. Wait, is this the best show, or am I caught in sleep paralysis right now? Think it's the best show. Well, if that's the case, tonight's episode is going to be getting to know you, where that's right. Me and you, we just start to get to know each other.
Getting to know all about you.
Yeah, I'm going to get to know all about you.
Getting to know you.
And ask you questions.
Getting to
Rapid
know
fire.
all
I'll ask you five rapid
about
fire
you.
questions. You call up 201-332-3484
Getting to know
and you come on and I'll ask you some rapid fire questions and then we'll get to know you.
about
That's how we'll do it, right? Remember?
Getting to
Well, it's time to do it again. Just like the Beach Boys said, let's do it again, do it again. No, wait, that was the Kinks said that. Beach Boys said, let's get back together and do it again. Oh, that was when they waved the white flag on Pushing Forward, and Mike Love is like, let's just do a song about the good old days. And then other people are like, aren't you 26? You already want to look back at the good old days? You're talking about 4 years ago, you weirdo. Let's just go back to yesteryear. This dude was going back to yesteryear in 1967. Sick. Sick and sad. Equal parts. But you know it's not sick nor sad. The best show.
Yes.
what's up? I said, what's up? How we doing, everybody? Welcome back to the best show, the longest running show in the history of anything. Longer than 10-10 wins, which our friend Steve Gunn mentions. Longer than Sandy Kenyon.
I'm Sandy Kenyon. Jake Gyllenhaal has announced a new movie.
We just heard Steve Gunn from his new album, Other You, which we talked to Steve last week. That song's called Fulton. That's great. Man, this album's awesome. It's on Matador. Don't miss it. You'll regret it if you do. But don't regret it. Go get it. I like that. Don't regret it. Go get it. You like that? I like it. So what's up, everybody? Tonight, your friend Tom, me, we're going to do a... little oldie but a goodie on the show called Getting to Know You, where I ask you some fast, rapid-fire questions, and then you answer them, and then I get to know you a little bit. Who do we got here tonight? Do we got Mike? No.
How you doing, Mike?
Oh, there he is. Oh, okay. Thank God. Thank God Mike's here. Thank God. How you doing, Mike?
Doing okay. Do we have a little time to get... my team brought something to my attention earlier today, and I thought we'd take care of it right up front.
Well, let me just say, when I picture you and your team, for some reason, and don't take this the wrong way. I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I picture when Rupert Pupkin was in his basement, and he had that giant mural of all the celebrities.
Yeah. Similar to that, minus the mural. Yeah.
Okay. So you don't even have the mural. You're just imagining the mural.
That's a little too sophisticated.
Also, imagine what did his mother? His mother's yelling at him from upstairs. What if he brought that mural in?
Yeah.
That didn't.
You never went downstairs.
You never went downstairs. So you tell me the washer dryer is not downstairs in their house.
Yeah.
Right.
That's my setup.
That washer dryer is downstairs. Rupert Pupkin's mother's going down that stairs. She's seeing that mural.
Yeah. She'd be a little concerned, I think.
Yeah. And she also is seeing the talk show set.
Yeah. Lots of red flags.
Well, there's a few. The talk show set with the cardboard cutout of Liza Minnelli. With him in between Jerry and Liza Minnelli. Oh, Rupert, we love you. But look, Mike, I'm not saying that's what your setup is like. That's what I pictured then.
Just not very, they're very different. But they saw the promotion for tonight's show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was billed as Tom and the Best Show Gang.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't remember voting on the Best Show Gang. I guess I'm included in the Best Show Gang.
No, you're not, actually.
No, I'm not. Okay.
No, yes, no. It's just me and Pat.
Okay. The best show gang. You're Mike.
I brought this
you're
up Mike. For
you're on your own island. You're on your own island. You're on your own island.
Well, that's what my team is telling me. They don't want to dilute the brand. You know.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. Your team will keep you separate. Mike, all I'm gonna say, it might be a two-way street with these guys not wanting you diluting their brand.
Yeah, that's fine.
You don't think Pat's saying like, what's Mike bringing to the table in terms of my brand?
I'm my own man, Tom.
Never and, said you weren't.
My team
I
has
never
come up.
Said you weren't.
My team has come up with a slogan for this year: "Build the brand back better."
Build the brand back better.
Yeah, there's been some slippage on Twitter followers.
Oh, I know. I'm fully aware. You've First of all, Twitter is basically a dead zone.
It is.
There's no new followers anywhere on Twitter. No. But you lost some followers. So is that what you're saying? You lost some followers?
No, it's not keeping pace with me following other people.
Yeah, well, that might be something you need to address about the brand. Is maybe your brand should be a little more exclusive, where you just don't reflexively follow anyone back.
I can look into that.
This guy follows anybody. Run some numbers.
Okay, I'll do that.
Run some numbers. Pat, how do you feel about having Mike on the Best Show Gang?
So he would be his own island separate from the gang?
Yes, he's not on the Best Show Gang.
Would it be his own entity? So basically, me, Jason, I'm assuming Martine, maybe others are part of the gang. And then... Yeah. And then Mike would be
Amy Gotts, just the gang. Amy Gotts, Chalk.
Amy Gotts, Chalk.
Martine. Dial 1-800-PAT-BURN.
1-800-PAT-BURN.
Jason Woodio Gore.
Woodio.
Hollywoodio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then what's that?
But no Mike.
Mike's not on the Best Show Gang. He took offense to that. He's on his own island. He's like Hannibal Lecter. He's getting wheeled in. He's alone. They weren't wheeling a whole crew in side by side.
But he has a team. So do we refer to him as Mike and his team? Mike and the team?
No, his team. His business with his team has nothing to do with this show.
I'm picturing like a pit crew, like at a racetrack.
Is that what you're picturing? Okay. Yeah. That's not exactly what I was picturing. I was picturing an empty table with full plates set out.
Four sad guys in a booth at the diner.
I was picturing. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm picturing Mike is at Holston's in Bloomfield in the Tony Soprano booth. Yelling as if he's got three other people sitting there with him. He's playing Don't Stop Believing. The Grateful Dead's version of Don't Stop Believing.
It's somehow on the jukebox.
Mike, would you feel better about being in the Best Show crew?
I don't like being in groups.
You don't like being in groups?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you guys realize this is he's the road. He's the road.
Right.
Mike the Road List is new. That's your new nickname.
There you go.
Road. The Road.
You're the Road.
What about a unit? What about a unit?
From the book The Road.
Oh, okay. I haven't read that.
And the movie, right?
You didn't read the book The Road?
No, I heard about it, right? It was a sensation, wasn't it?
The Road is what's his face? Your favorite.
Oh, Cormac. Okay. Cornel, I thought you were talking Cornel about
What's his name? Cornell McCorney?
Cornhole.
Cornhole McCorney. Yeah, that's one of your Cornell McCorney books.
Okay. I thought there was some sort of, I was thinking of some sort of pop psychology thing.
No. We're talking about some heavy lit here, Mike. The Road.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I remember it.
Mike, The Road.
Cannibalism. List. There's some cannibalism in there.
How about The Best Show Murder, like a murder of crows.
Well, The Best Show Murder is going to be a whole other thing that's definitely going to happen within the next 2 years.
Yeah, courtesy of The Road.
I'm not sure. I think The Road will be. Look, that's all I'm going to say. God help me if the Road is responsible for The Best Show Murder. Just don't let me. Mike, I'm going to say this as bluntly as possible.
Okay.
Don't kill me. Don't kill me.
I think you've got enough distance.
Don't kill me. No, Mike, you're one plane ticket away. You're one plane ticket away. Don't kill me. Don't kill me, The Road.
The Best Show Drift?
The Best Show Drift, like Tokyo Drift?
Like Tokyo Drift or like a group of young pigs is adrift or drove.
Okay. Well, it's going to be hard. Mike doesn't want to be a part of any crew. He's a lone wolf. He's out there on his own.
The best show crash.
The best show crash. No, that has had that has happened actually.
Yeah,
there have been a few of those. Well, look, Mike, you and your team. God bless all of you. I hope you have a great, great meetup for your quarterly review.
Yeah, the company picnic.
The company picnic. Company picnic. You hold it in a phone booth.
No, we already held that. We had it at the outdoor tables at Checkers on Route 9.
The outdoor tables at Checkers on Route 9. Oh, God, that Checkers next to the Linden Airport?
No. Down in, I know where you're talking there's about. One in Howell.
Down like Old Bridge. Down in Howell, yeah.
Do they all have the outdoor seating?
Oh, yeah.
You eat at that Checker. Yeah. You eat at any Checkers and you'll... And, Howell will be a part of your experience.
Did you get a
howling in agony?
I don't think I've ever seen anybody sitting there.
Did you get a Big Buford, Mike?
It's a good burger.
It is a good burger.
Big Buford's up north.
They don't call them Big Buford's up north?
No, they don't. That's a Rally's thing. That's
Big Vinny's. Big Vinny's.
They're really called Big Vinny's. Oh, my God.
Big Joey's.
They don't call them Big Buford's.
Wow. I used to eat a Big Buford on Buford Highway in Atlanta. And I thought it was named after that. It might have been.
It might have been. Did they put a peach on it? Peach?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Nice, nice warm slice of peach.
Yeah. Mm. So, look. And first of all, I want to say to all three of you, thank you for last week's show. Above and beyond. Above and beyond. I was truly blown away by the effort.
You're very welcome.
I tip my hat to all three of you.
I loved how every time when you said, "Oh my God," I knew it was coming from a very real place of you really saying, "Oh my God."
Oh, it was as real as could be. I didn't know what was coming. I didn't know what was coming. But I was on the ride. And it was a good ride. So thank you all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Some nice surprises, including who we heard, Steve Gunn earlier. That's a good record, man. That Steve Gunn record's good. What's it remind you of, Mike?
I don't know. He's got his own sort of sound. You know, you asked him about stretching out more. And when I saw him live, I mean, that was sort of the big thrill of seeing him alive. He does stretch out the songs more, you know, there's more soloing and stuff on this album. Protection for me was like the one I really, really sort of jumped out at me. I mean, it's over 6 minutes long, which is, you know, I guess he tries to keep the songs a little shorter, but I love when he stretches out, you know,
me too. But he also, I even mean that in the way like he's stretching out, even just like production wise, like there's different elements.
Oh yeah.
Things. That he's adding in that regard. It's not just a length thing, but I love when he's such a great guitarist. I love hearing him do his thing.
I wonder if he would do like a live record. I think would be really
interesting,
you know.
Well, why don't you start harassing him?
Yeah.
You shook him down once. Get him to call on the show. You start bugging him about a live record.
Could be an executive producer.
Yeah. Executive producer, just because you kept asking.
Yeah, I kept asking.
Nah, it's great. But that was last week. We had a great show last week. This week, the focus is on you, the listener, and we are going to get to know you. So, what you do is you call 201-332-3484. That's the best show number. And you get through, and I'll ask you some questions. And then... I also want to say you can get some info over at the Patreon for the best show, which is patreon.com/thebestshow. Now I put up something there. We're putting other stuff up. We got some surprises coming up. We've got a new episode of So Far, which we're going to record, I believe tomorrow. I think we're doing
That's correct.
That'll go up over when do you think? The weekend?
I mean, barring no breakdowns or fallout between the four of us, it'll go up on Sunday.
Great. And so far is the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young recap podcast where we go through the whole catalog, and we're getting into some pretty treacherous waters now.
It's bad.
So if you want to hear some suffering, you're going to want to hear this episode of So Far. Another thing I put up there, though, as you may know, my book, It Never Ends, we offered a book plate for people that pre-ordered the book that was through the publisher. But it was only available to U.S. residents only. So what I'm trying to do now to help out you, my friends, my Best Show supporters, if you're on the Patreon, go read the thing and you'll get some info on how you can get a book plate. And that goes for everybody. U.S., if you didn't get one for U.S., if you're a Patreon supporter, go to the Patreon, and there's information on the Patreon page about this. So if you're interested in that signed book plate, I'm trying to get as many people as I can. I do not have an infinite supply, but I'm trying to take care of people. So drop me a line after you read the Patreon info, patreon.com/thebestshow. So without further ado, let's start tonight's topic. Pat, do we have any callers tonight?
I want to say we have full phones, and I can because it's true.
Oh, it's true. We got full phones. Thank goodness. Well, I want to welcome everybody to 2021's installment of...
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum. I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
All about you. You hear that?
Getting to know you. Oh, yeah.
Getting to know all. Is that a good level?
That's a very good level. And the last time we did this on The Best Show, Tom, was January 24th, 2018.
Look at that. 3 years later, we're doing it. More than 3 years later. One of my favorite topics. Pat, let's just rapid fire it, please. I got questions for the listeners.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to The Best Show.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Of course. To whom am I speaking?
You are speaking to Jason from Michigan, halfway between Detroit and Ann Arbor.
Jason from Michigan, halfway between Detroit and Ann Arbor.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. What's going on, Jason?
Well, I was hoping to call in and have test my luck, first of all, with So Far. I'm a long, long time fan of The Best Show, but I am a 3-for-3 fairly successful caller, and I was going to test it again tonight and hopefully have one for the topic for you.
Well, let's see. Let's see.
I know. I put the pressure on myself, and it's no good, but I figured I'd put it out there for you.
Pressure moves water through pipes, my friend. Pressure makes diamonds. It's a good thing for you. It's okay. A good thing for you. Pressure moves water through pipes. Pressure makes diamonds.
I love it.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. You know that song?
I do not know that song. All I'm thinking about is the ridiculous scene from, I think, the Richard Pryor Superman movie where he squeezes the coal really hard and it turns out to be a diamond. That's all that's popping into my head.
Yeah, well, it's not from that. Rihanna was not in that Superman movie.
No.
All right, what do you got for me, buddy? What do you got?
Well, if you are ready to ask questions, I am ready to answer them.
I like that. I like this guy's on point. I like it. You're holding up your your caller status so far is has not been compromised. As excellent. A pretty good caller.
Thank you.
All right, my friend, you ready?
I'm ready.
Jason, who's the most famous person you've ever met?
Most famous person I've ever met? I am not going to recap the story that I told you a while back when I met Dick and Tommy Smothers, and I accidentally closed Dick Smothers' leg in the door of a car and made him scream. So I'm going to say I hung out backstage at a Tenacious D show once with Jack Black, and we were both bearded, and we were both fairly round, and he said we looked a bit alike, and I didn't know whether to take that as a compliment or a bit of an insult.
I take it as a compliment.
Okay.
And when you slammed the door on Tommy Smothers, on Dick Smothers' leg, did he screamed?
Oh, he screamed, and they drove out of there like bats out of HE double hockey sticks.
Did he call you a name on the way out?
He did not call me a name, but Tommy was showing me and my little sister a yo-yo trick, and it ended very abruptly, and an old man got his leg hurt, and the limo screeched tires in an underground garage.
All right. Okay. That's question number one. Number two, do you have a green thumb?
I do not have a green thumb. I've been able to keep one plant in my house alive against all odds for years and years and years, but I will put things out in the sun and they will die within weeks.
Okay. Well, how spicy is too spicy?
Oh my God. Almost any spice. I love the idea of it, but I cannot handle it.
Okay. Number four. What's the last time you truly lost your cool?
I am a public school teacher, so I have survived the last 22 years by keeping that temper in check. But I am also the father to three children, two of which are now teenagers, and I'm a much better teacher than I'm a parent. And while I've kept my cool for 22 years in the classroom, I probably lost it on at least one of the teenagers this past weekend.
Okay, all right. And give me a final question. What's your secret talent?
Oh, my secret talent? My secret talent is okay, here we go. I procrastinated for the last 20-plus years and slept and deferred on my dreams. And just like you, this past year, I sat down, lit a fire into my butt, and wrote and published my very first book, and now I'm a published author.
Oh, that is amazing. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
What's this book about? Tell us what this book's about.
It's a 64-page one-shot graphic novel called Parallel, published by Sourcepoint Press. It is a dark, twisted sci-fi tale that begs the question of you, the audience, what price would you pay for a second chance at the dreams you thought you left behind forever? And while it is this is the end. It never ends. Which, by the way, Tom, can I please, I know people have said it before, but may I please take 1 second of airtime to say, you did it, you SOB, you really did it.
That's what I wanted to
say. It was my favorite book of the entire summer, and it is a beautiful read, and you outdid yourself. It is a gorgeous piece of literature.
Yeah, you're fantastic. Thank you.
So I do have to say, I'm pretty proud of myself because my very first graphic novel went out into the world, and it is actually nominated for 2 Ringo Awards next month at the Baltimore Comic Con, and I'm going out there as a guest and kind of like living this lifelong dream, so it's really cool.
Oh, that's amazing. And what I would recommend you do is you bring a little pile of 50s, you fold them up nice, you press them between your thumb and your forefinger, and when you shake hands with the judges, you just kind of slip it in there. Say, so nice to meet you.
Is it too much?
I appreciate being nominated so much.
Are you supposed to drop a wink, or is that too much? Or is the 50?
No, enough? No wink. No wink, because it makes it seem like you're being cute about it.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No. Well, my friend, congratulations on your published graphic novel. It's very exciting. And cool, best of luck to you at the Ringo Awards.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for taking the time to get to know me tonight. I appreciate it.
I have a grand evening. Thank you for calling.
All right, you do the same. Bye.
Good start. Good start, right? Is that a good start? That's a good start. Let's see. Give me another call, please, Pat. Hello? Hello?
Hey, Tom.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
This is Dave from Baltimore.
Dave, how's it going in Baltimore tonight?
It's going pretty good. Just hanging out with my wife, listening to the best show.
What you have for dinner, Dave?
I made BLTs and some tomato soup.
What was that?
My wife said it was banging.
It was banging.
It was banging. Really? Was it bang? It was bang. It must have been some kind of BLT. Is that what the B stands for? Banging?
Yeah. When I make them.
What makes your BLT banging, Dave?
To me, it's all about the ingredients. Like, the tomato needs to be fresh. The lettuce needs to be crisp. The bacon needs to be the right consistency, not too much bread, and no overdoing it with the mayo. Just very good balance.
I gotta say, I don't know about this. That sounds like entry level BLT requirements. That does not sound like a guarantee of a banging BLT. Can I speak to your partner, please?
Yeah.
Hi, I was just going to say the secret ingredient is love.
Okay, so his secret ingredient is love. So if I went over there and he made a BLT, it would not taste as good because he doesn't love me.
I think it would taste better because he loves you.
Okay, all right.
Big fan over here.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate. What's your name?
Kathleen.
Kathleen, thank you for saying those nice things. And I guess I'll look, personally, I'd rather talk to you right now, Kathleen, but Dave did call in, so I'm going to have to stick with that. I'll honor that.
All right.
Thanks, Tom.
Talk to you later, Tom.
Bye, Kathleen. Now, Dave, it's time for me to say I want to be getting to know you. All right. Dave, you got back pain?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I've got lower back pain.
Who is overrated?
Who is overrated? I'm going to say Eddie Murphy.
Interesting. Dave, I have not seen a single movie by blank.
By Fassbender.
Ah, the master.
The master.
What's the worst purchase of your life?
I purchased a DJ set. When I was 16 with the money I had saved up and was terrible at it and it languished and it was a horrible purchase that just took up space and reminded me of my own failure for a while.
How much did you spend for it? How much did you spend on it?
It was like a couple grand all told and I had been saving up years for it.
Okay. Four questions?
I think
it's four. How big of a television is big enough?
I think 60.
60?
Yeah, I think once you go past 60, it's too much.
Dave, thank you for playing the game.
Thanks, Tom. I loved your book. You're the best.
You're sweet. Thank you so much. Bye, Dave. Bye, Kathleen.
Bye. I love you.
Let's see. Next call, please.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Welcome to The Best Show. To whom am I speaking?
This is John in Northern Virginia.
In where?
Northern Virginia, on the clear opposite corner of the state from southwestern Virginia.
Yeah, from Dudio.
Right. Yeah, I'm in the D.C. area, basically.
He always, when he grew up in West Virginia, he thought he looked, he shook his fist at you snobs, because you thought you were the New York of the Virginias.
That I could see that happening. Yeah. That I my daughters went to school in the center of Virginia and they got a lot of flack for being Northern Virginians. So
good.
Yeah.
Not a lot of flack, but
Jason, when you hear a guy like this talk about his fancy life in Northern Virginia, what does it bring out of you?
A lot of rage. I wish he would keep his big city mouth shut, to be honest.
Okay. Fair enough. Look, these guys that get down in that mine, they get mean. Wait, what's your name again?
John. Yes.
All right, John, you ready to play the game? Anything else you want to say before we play the game? Anything else?
Oh, gosh.
Let's just rap for a minute. Me and you, let's just rap.
Okay. Well, I was going to be at the Yellow Tango show tonight but in Philadelphia, but a friend of mine who I was talking to who was having problems with being around her family in this time of COVID got me to thinking that the only people I had to stay with up in Philly were a sister-in-law with some health problems and my other in-laws who were older. So I kind of decided, yeah, it's probably not the best time to go. And also, they're one of the bands I've seen the most. So, you know, there will be another chance. But so that was, so now I'm here instead of there. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, I'm sorry you're missing Yellow Tango. Go see him next time.
I will. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah,
that's one of those ones you take for granted. I'm going to say this. Look, I don't know anything. I hope they're together for 30 more years. But it's just like, you never know anything. You assume Yellow Tango will be there every time. Who knows? I don't know. Who knows if the best show will be back next week? I don't know. I hope so.
Well, I did see King Crimson with a large, you know, masked up crowd. And that's one where you definitely don't know, you know, and if that'll be
how was it or not. Did you like it?
I did. You know, I thought it was a little subdued and safe compared to some of their other times I've seen him. I guess.
But yeah, when's the last time were they sharing the bill with Zappa thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I think that's part of what it is. They were not getting to spread out with two sets the way they usually do.
Right. Yeah.
They're kind of trying to fit it all in. Because these Zappa fans got to hear songs about clogged toilets and somebody adult diapers. And they didn't get to hear that stuff or they won't be happy.
No, Tom, you might just remind me. I forgot to look this up, where this lyric comes from. But you know how you've been challenging Julie about finding diarrhea in a lyric?
Mm-hmm. Did you find
there was one that mentioned the squirts that I heard from the stage.
Thank you.
So it's out there. I just don't know where.
Check the set list and see if you can figure out what song it is, John.
I need your help.
Master. Okay, so, somewhere Frank is looking down at us and it's no different than when he was here because looking down at us. You ready to play the game, my friend?
I am.
Are you sure you're ready?
I am ready.
All right. John, let's play Getting to Know You. John, what's your dream sandwich?
Dream sandwich. A good amount of cheese, mustard. Oh, what meat, though? I think just really turkey and ham. It's not that exciting. A good roll, though. The bread has to be good. Mm, like a hoagie roll.
Mm, okay. What's the most you ever paid for a concert ticket?
This was another one of your recommendations. When I saw Roger Waters, that was almost $200.
Okay. Favorite dumb movie?
Dumb movie. Oh, gosh. I don't know. I mean, I don't think Repo Man is dumb, but I don't want to say that because I say that for a lot of it's always kind of been my favorite movie anyway, so I'm trying to think of something dumber. I always get mad at Mr. Holland's Opus because it's so bad most of the time, but I still get kind of choked up at the end when they, like, all, you know, surprise him and stuff like that. And I hate myself for it, you know? Because it's just not
beautiful,
that good.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful Cole.
No, see, that one just makes me want to throw things at the television, that scene. But
John,
yeah.
What's something that you've pretended to like that you kind of didn't like?
Well, I'm sorry, I'm stalling it here. Because there has to be an answer to this. But, I'm sorry, I can't think of something right now.
Oh, can't think of anything. Okay, well then we'll just move on to question five. Least okay. Favorite Beatle.
Least favorite. Used to be Paul. Now I think it's John.
Interesting. Interesting. Oh, John, thanks for playing the game. I appreciate it.
Okay, Tom. I'm glad you have a
grand
glad
evening.
We got to talk.
Yes, right. Me too.
Okay.
Bye, bye. Mike, what are you reading a book right now, Mike? What are you reading?
I've got I usually have a couple of books going, and, you know, whichever is more interesting sort of takes the lead.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading this book, Presidio, by Raymond Kennedy.
Okay. What's that about?
It's fiction. It's a first-time novelist. Came out, I guess, in 2018. It's sort of a mashup of your boy, Cormac McCarthy, Sam Shepard, Dennis Johnson,
mm-hmm.
and True Grit, which are good ingredients. You yeah. know, I'm enjoying it.
Good, good.
Yeah. How about yourself?
Mike, I'm reading a book right now called, it's a nonfiction book
mm-hmm.
called Frankly, We Did Win This Election. And it's about the final year. It's about 2020 in the behind the scenes on the Trump campaign in 2020. And
not by one of the Trump kids.
It's not. No, it's not by Eric Trump. It's it's actually an account of somebody who documented how they didn't win the election. And it's going to say, I think I really like Jared Kushner now. No, he's awful.
He's so personable.
He's so personable. He's so relatable. It is so gross that he's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
It is so gross. And Kellyanne Conway's from New Jersey, too.
He's got a big building in Jersey City.
Two of them.
Two?
Yeah, those two towers are both Kushner buildings.
Oh,
in Journal Square.
I guess I lump them together. I didn't realize there's two of them.
Yeah.
He's so great. He should be in a James Bond movie as the guy who says, "Time to die now, Mr. Bond." And then he presses a button and the doors slide open and then the water starts to fill up the room. Like he's like a weird James Bond villain. He'd be a James Bond villain where other James Bond villains would just go like, that guy gives me the creeps.
Would the room be filled with Edison bulbs?
Wait, is that his thing?
I don't know. He just makes these fancy buildings, I'm just assuming.
I can see him with a pet armadillo on a leash.
I could see him with some exotic pet.
Yeah.
That he would just be like, makes sense to me.
Like a Komodo dragon or something?
Yeah. Capybara.
Have you ever met a capybara?
I've never met a capybara I liked.
Oh, okay. There are two in Tacoma, Washington that are adorable.
Okay. Well, when I get up to T-Town, I'll see how I feel.
Yep.
I get up there, I'm going to be too busy looking for collectible records by who? That's right, Girl Trouble. You got me, everybody. My best show, my deep cut people get it. Bon Von Wheelie, you get it. These dorks I'm doing the show with, they don't know Girl Trouble. They know the Grateful Dead and others. Is there a caller on the line? No, there's no caller yet. But this book, Mike, you'll like this book. Trump, I was reading the part of the book when he went to Tulsa to do that rally. The one that was like two-thirds empty.
The one that killed Herman Cain.
The one that killed, literally murdered Herman. The night that, you could refer to that also, the night Herman Cain was poisoned. Because he died like 3 weeks later. And they said in the book, like, even people that worked on the campaign were like, yeah, he died from going to that rally. But that night, Trump was so convinced it was going to be huge, and no one could tell him how bad the numbers were actually looking. He was in the building when he finally realized how bad it was going to be. It's just so fascinating. And he was just so hooked on the rallies. He's more hooked on the rallies than a young Dudio. Young Dudio wasn't hooked on those big Bufords at rallies as much as Trump was.
It was still a Checkers. It was a Checkers in Atlanta.
What does Jason Gore and Donald Trump have in common?
Jesus Christ.
What are two things they have in common?
What?
They love rallies. And they want abortion illegal.
Oh my God, I don't like this at all. This took a turn.
No, that was a joke. They just like rallies. They like rallies. And maybe checkers. Maybe Trump likes playing checkers.
He doesn't seem like a game guy.
He does not seem like an anything guy. Like, he does not seem to have any interest in anything. Can you picture him liking some weird phone game, like some really weird
snake,
like super simple game on your phone? Right? Like a doodle game almost. Where he'd be like, you could draw a smiley face.
I bet he plays Snake.
Yeah.
Snake?
Yeah.
He probably plays Minesweeper. He probably has that on his phone somehow. He probably used the government to get Minesweeper on his iPhone 11.
Got NASA on it.
Does this have Minesweeper on it? No, nothing has Minesweeper on it. I need Minesweeper on my phone. And look, Jason Gore is pro-choice.
Thank you.
I just want to clarify that. He's pro-choice.
You were real close to saying pro-life.
I almost did, but
you almost said
that was not even me making a joke. That was me just like loving it. No, but he's pro-choice, but when he says that, he means checkers or rallies.
Right. Those are the only choices.
No, in all seriousness, he's not.
Hey, Tom, I wanted to bring something up.
What's that, Woodyo?
So you guys were talking about Frank Zappa a few minutes ago, and
one
of the weird things I noticed, because Pat and I run the Best Show Twitter account, Best Show for Life, the official Frank Zappa Twitter account followed us.
Hold on a second. The official Frank Zappa Twitter account
followed the Best Show account.
Okay. Why? So,
I have no idea.
Did we talk about him all the time?
Probably.
We probably talk about him more than things that are fans of Frank Zappa.
Yeah. We're technically a Zappa podcast.
Don't say that. It's also sad. Isn't it sad the guy Willie Garson died?
That's awful.
That's sad.
Because he was shooting new episodes of the new Sex in the City,
right? Shooting the new Sex in the City.
It's awful. Did you see his last tweet?
I did not.
Let me see if I can bring it up real fast. Because I thought it was really nice. His last tweet.
I was like that guy.
Yeah, I always thought he was fantastic. His last tweet, all caps, on September 4th, he said, "Be kind to each other, always. Love to all. Approach kindness."
Oh, that's very sweet.
Very sweet.
Well, rest in peace, Willie Garson. You played Sanford on Sex and the City, not Sanford and Son. I almost said Sanford and Son. Rest in peace. He was also in the Jackass movie.
What was he in the Jackass movie?
He was just in it. He's in the background of one of the Jackass movies, I believe, if I remember correctly. And I've seen the movie so many times, I'd be shocked if I was wrong. Pat, can we take another call, please?
Sure can.
Hello, Best Show.
Hi, Tom. Thanks so much for taking my call tonight.
Oh, well, thank you for calling tonight. Now, who is this?
This is Joseph from Manhattan.
Joseph from Manhattan. What part of Manhattan are you in, Joseph?
I'm from Inwood, where I just found out last week that Paul Stanley apparently lived here until he was 8 years old.
Okay. That's exciting. A 7-year-old Paul Stanley. Picturing an 8-year-old Paul Stanley having to gather his toys and move out of there.
Oh, must have been a sad day.
You feel that energy? Do you like feel that? You feel that childhood Paul Stanley energy hovering around?
You know, up until last week, whenever I came here, 211th Street, I got hit by a sudden sadness, and I wasn't sure why, but now I know, because that's apparently where he lived.
I gotcha. What else is going on, Joseph?
Not too much, Tom. I left my job last week, and I'm starting a new one next week, so this week I'm just kind of hanging out and trying to take care of some stuff around the house. And
is a Bruce Springsteen song you're reading? Lyrics, too?
No, not quite. It's a desk job, nothing in a factory.
I left my job last week, but I got a new one, so I'm hanging around the house. Mary. Of a few errands, putting round in my robe.
It needs a bit more sweat, but I like it.
So what's this new job, without getting specific? You happy about it?
Yeah, I'm a bit scared about it, but I'm also happy about it. It's in the journal.
What's scary? Without getting specific, I don't want you to get any more specific than you want. What's so scary about it?
Well, it's a department that's kind of similar to something I've encountered in my previous company without working in that department. And, you know, it's just a different skill set than what I've been using the last few years. And I don't know if I did well in the interviews, but I'm afraid I'll get there and it might be, I don't know, something like imposter syndrome, or they'll discover
You're not a man in black, are you?
No, not quite. No, not
they didn't erase. They're not going to erase your fingerprints and give you a single letter as a name. You ain't no man in black, are you?
No. Certainly not the second one either.
Sure. You're not an RIPD, are you?
No. Oh, wow. I haven't thought about that since that movie came out.
That's what somebody who was in RIPD would say. Very interesting. Ooh, before I forget, is it next week? Coming up, I'm going to be doing an interview with my friend Perry Schell. As a part of a library reading program I'll get more info on it. I'll start tweeting about it and posting it. But before I forgot, I just wanted to say that. Now back to you, man in black.
Indeed.
Would you like to play the game? Would you like to play a game?
I'd be very happy to compete for more games.
Let's do it to it. Bing. Here we go. How do you cope when you're super stressed out?
I usually obsess on it and make it worse.
Okay. If you were a character in fiction, you would be who?
Ramona Quimby.
Okay, very interesting. What sports can you play?
None, other than a little league level of baseball, maybe. That's about it.
Can you dance?
Yes, I can. Not to any prescribed method, but I love to do it how I do it, yes.
Okay. What's your favorite flavor of pudding?
Vanilla.
Well, my friend, thank you for playing the game. It's very enlightening. Very enlightening.
Thanks for having me on, Tom. Congratulations on the book. You did it. Yes, I'll be.
Thank you. Thank you. You're sweet to say that. You're sweet to say. I appreciate that. Thanks so much. You have a great
night. Have a good night.
Another call, please.
Hello,
Best Show. Hi. Welcome. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
Jonah.
Jonah?
Yes.
How are you tonight, Jonah?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from, Jonah?
I'm calling from Ohio.
From Ohio.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous person from Ohio?
I couldn't tell you.
You sure it's not LeBron James?
I didn't know he was from Ohio.
Oh, LeBron James is from Ohio.
Yeah, he's probably the most famous person.
Sure. Now, Jonah, do you mind me asking how old you might be?
Yes, I'm 11 years old.
Okay, I just want to tailor these questions to make sure I ask you effective questions. I don't want to ask you questions about your driver's license or anything that will not apply.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Jonah, are you ready to play the game? Do you have anything you want to say to me before we play? Anything you want to talk about?
No, not really.
No? Okay. Getting right down to business. Here we go. Jonah, what country would you love to visit?
I want to visit Canada.
Canada.
Yeah.
Seems very doable. Very doable.
Yeah.
Do you maybe take a family trip, get in the car, drive over the border?
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
Yeah. Jonah, can you build anything?
Yeah, actually, I build a lot of props out of cardboard.
Okay, like for what purpose?
I don't know, just to sit there and look cool.
Okay. What's the weirdest food combination that you can't help but love?
Let's see. Ketchup and mashed potatoes.
Ketchup and mashed potatoes. That's a good one. I think I'm going to throw up, but that's a good one.
You should definitely try it. It's really good.
Let's see. What's your secret talent?
My secret talent is... I'm very good at Fortnite.
Okay. You know, I did a voice on Fortnite.
Did you? For who?
Yeah. There's a DJ.
Did a at voice one for point, a DJ?
What's that?
You did a voice for a DJ?
Yeah, there's a DJ in it that gives you advice at some point. I did it a long time ago. It might not be a part of the game anymore. I don't know how that works. Uh-huh. But I was like, is there anybody out there? Is anybody out there? I'm trying to see who's out there. A lot of that.
Uh-huh.
And then I tried to submit my parking receipt for the thing, right? Because I had to drive into Manhattan to do it. And I had to park. It was $40 to park my stupid car. And then they're like, we wish you would have told us about the parking. We usually don't cover stuff. And then meanwhile, this game makes $80 billion. They didn't want to cover my parking. Can you believe that, Jonah?
That is so rude. That is so rude.
Thank you. All right, here's your final question.
Right.
Your most prized possession is what?
Probably I have this little minifigure of a raisin playing a saxophone, and it's really great.
Like a California raisin?
I don't know, it's just a raisin with a California raisin. With arms and legs playing a saxophone.
Okay. Well, here's what I would. Who's home there? Who's home? Who's shouting from the background?
My dad and my sister.
This is where I want you to go. You walk over to your dad right now and just say, repeat what I'm saying to say. You ready? You going to do it? You say,
yep.
Papa, are you near him right now?
Yeah.
Walk out, right, go right up in his face and go, Papa.
Say it. Papa.
Don't you think it's a little troubling?
Don't you think it's a little troubling?
That my most prized possession.
That my most prized possession.
Is a raisin playing a saxophone.
Is a raisin playing a saxophone.
Yeah, that's a little troubling.
Now say, might be time for a trip to the store, huh, Papa?
Might be time for a trip to the store, huh, Papa?
Okay.
Well,
I did Jonah, what he said, Tom.
What did he say?
I did. He said, okay.
All right. Well, look, this is the next time you call and... When you get a more prized possession, please call up and let me know.
I will, Tom.
Okay. I will talk to you soon. You have a
All
great
right,
night.
Bye, Tom.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. You too.
All right. Let's get another call going here. Please, if we could. 201-332-3484. Hello, hi, best show.
Hey, Tom. It's Aju. It's Deep Dish from Chicago. Jonah, 10 out of 10.
Deep Dish from Chicago. Now, that was a nickname I gave you?
That's correct, yeah. But I actually live in Chicago now. I was in the burbs. I finally made the move.
You're finally in Chicago proper.
Yes.
What's your favorite part about being in Chicago? What do you like? The chance you might see Billy Corgan walking down the street? Is that one of the most exciting parts of it? Right? I think I saw Luke Longley, or it might have been Billy Corgan. Actually, you're like Bill Wennington. Bill Wennington now looks like Billy Corgan.
Not the street art. I didn't realize until living here how much street art there is, and it's really great.
What's the street art depicting? What's it depicting? An 18-inch deep pizza pie?
There's on Milwaukee. There's a really cool whole set of a building. It's blue, and then there's a bunch of
genies from Aladdin, and then it's a big black and white kind of photo of
Genies from Aladdin.
Yeah, it's like a almost like a print, like it's the one genie, but over and over again, and then it's a really cool, like very lifelike picture of Robin Williams. It's like a cool tribute.
Well, no, everybody knows his connection to everybody knows Robin Williams' connection to the Windy City. He had no connection to Chicago. Why is there a giant Aladdin mural there?
Well, there's a giant Quincy Jones one too, and Quincy Jones was from Chicago. I don't remember. I don't know.
Quincy Jones is not from Chicago.
I didn't think so either. I don't know. It's a weird city. We don't. I don't know. I'm going to Martin sort of guy, the singer of Los Crudos. They should give him a statue in Pilsen, as far as I'm concerned.
Wow, that would be exciting. You get a nice statue. Who else should get a statue in Chicago? Bob Weston? Right? Bob Weston statue. Who else? What other Chicago greats would get a statue? The Ajax catalog? A giant statue of the Ajax catalog?
Jim Belushi.
Who?
Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi, a giant statue of Jim Belushi looking at the Ajax catalog, ordering, getting ready to order a Repulse Cava single. That's one for a very specific group. Shout out to my dorks, my record dorks on that one. Ding dong, ding dong. So, oh boy, now I remember you. You love to laugh. I wish I could laugh once in my life the way you've laughed six times on this call already. I'd give a year of my life to laugh the way you're laughing. 30 good seconds.
Well,
like the man said, one good minute could last me the whole year.
Well, Tom, you're my monkeys, and I mean that.
Oh, you're sweet 100%. To say that, Oju. So, look, let's get to it. You want to play the game or what?
Sure. Let me just say that the book was incredible. The coin pusher section, I got to say, you're the Hubert Selby Jr. of the Jersey Shore. So I just wanted
to say that again. Say about the coin pusher part.
You're the Hubert Selby Jr. of the Jersey Shore.
I like that. I like the way that sounds. You hear that, Mike?
What's that? You hear that?
He said, I'm the Hubert Selby Jr. of the Jersey Shore. With my with the coin pusher chapter.
Huh. Is that what they did in Last Exit to Brooklyn?
No. All right. Look. You all think I'm as dumb as the day is long, and I might be. I never read any of these fancy books Mike's always reading. I read simple things. It takes me 2 weeks to get through a Bazooka Joe comic sometimes. But I try. All I can do is try. That's all I can do. Mike, you ever hear anyone laugh like this?
It's a bit much.
I think I did hear someone laugh like this, and then he was on a talk show set and shot Robert De Niro and then started some riots in the street. The last person I've heard laugh like this. And I was mad. Now Oju's mad. Don't be mad at me, Oju.
No, I'm not. No, I never laugh like this. And I almost never laugh like this in real life.
Oh, one thing, you know, the only person I heard laugh like this, it was down south, and I went to go see Problem Child in a movie theater, and there was a guy.
I didn't even let you finish.
There was a guy covered in, Mike, he's that entertained.
Yeah.
He had a good time. He was laughing so hard at Problem Child, and then he harassed my family on a on our boat. Is that a good movie, Cape Fear? I think parts of it are amazing.
I hated that movie.
I think parts of it are really good, but then I think it ends in just like a. It's like it might as well have been directed by Michael Bay the way it ends.
I saw it once and I was so mad at that I never looked at it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, check it out again. There's some.
I didn't like that movie.
There's some good scenes in it, but the ending is kind of dopey. That's like he gets into these dopey swoons sometimes, like that, or Shutter Island.
Yeah, I saw somebody reappraising that movie. That's another one I'll never look at again.
You'll look at it again.
Can I ask this caller if he's ever laughed at a funeral?
Well, no, he's the kind of guy that laughs at a funeral. Actually, I know this kind of guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've never met one of those people. I know it happens. Mm-hmm. I've read about it, that's one of people's responses. I figured this guy might be, one of those guys.
You mean like because he gets nervous?
Yeah, it's sort of just uncontrollable laughter that I guess it relieves anxiety.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think he's the kind of guy that laughs at a funeral. And if you can't understand what he means, you soon will. And he has a tendency to wear his mind on his sleeve. He has a habit of taking off his shirt. He's got 1 week since you looked at me, dropped your arm to the side and said, I'm sorry. 5 days since laughed at you and said, you did just what I told you I was going to do. Oh, man. One day to laugh the way you laugh, Oju. Now let's play the game, huh?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
What's the longest you ever lost your car keys? Or keys, any keys, not just car keys.
Maybe a week.
Week. Can you draw?
A little bit.
Favorite member of BTS?
I don't know any of their names.
Very troubling. Very troubling. What's your favorite dumb movie?
Good Will Hunting.
Okay. Who in your life do you still wish you were friends with?
Saran. She was a crusty that wrote a zine, and I used to communicate and hang out with her. She lives in Southern Illinois. I wish I was still friends with her.
Mm-hmm. Well, Oju, thank you for playing the game.
Thank you, Tom.
You have a grand evening.
Thanks. Love the book. Bye-bye. You did it, you SOB.
Thank you. Man, a laugh like that. Had you ever laughed like that at anything?
Oh, yeah.
Like what? What can you think of that? What can you think of, Pat, that made you laugh where you could not stop laughing?
I'll tell you one thing. It's been a while. Since I've laughed like that. But
yeah.
I was laughing on the couch last night just about like looking at the names of bootleg Halloween costumes, like.
Uh-uh.
When they change the name for legal purposes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when it's clearly...
Yeah.
It's clearly Austin Powers, but then they're like...
Groovy hip shaker.
Groovy British... Yeah. Groovy British spy.
Yeah, I think specifically it was a picture of of Beetlejuice. And the guy is wearing the white and black striped pants and jacket, and he's... dressed like a ghoul. It's got the crazy hair, but it says Juice Demon.
Juice Demon.
I think actually listener Geneva had it in her Instagram story, and I saw it, and I clicked on it, and I found the original post, and I laughed so hard, and I sent it to a bunch of people, and then I was like, that would be a good Best Show topic. would be like the what are the worst or greatest? I don't know what how you would name it. You know, legally safe Halloween. I was talking to Jason about it. I was texting Jason about it last night. But
I love this is the most heartening thing I've heard that you two were working on best show topics.
Oh yeah, we pulled a bunch of pictures and stuff for this.
I love it. This is what I love to hear.
Funniest off-brand Halloween costumes.
Yeah, right. And I was wondering if the word legally should be in there, like legally off-brand. But then Jason pointed out, and rightfully so, that off-brand already means, you know, less is more, basically.
A little gray area there.
Yeah.
I hear you.
So maybe an October topic. Who knows?
Woodyo, you ever laugh the way that guy was laughing?
Yeah. I probably laughed that way this weekend. We had some friends over, and
that's funny. I don't remember getting an invite. No, that's fine. That's fine though. No, that's cool.
No.
Oh, no, I get we'll it. We'll have you over very soon. No, I get it. Soon. There's tears to these things. I get it.
Yeah.
We're
just running through the list.
Sure. No. Of course. I would not take that personally at all. I just had a bunch of friends over.
No, it wasn't even a bunch of friends. It was two friends.
Just two.
Who were in town for the Emmys.
There's room for me. Okay.
Right.
So they were in town for the Emmys.
In town for the Emmys.
So it was a showbiz meetup, and you figured I didn't fit in with that.
Is there anyone in the business that we know that should be here?
Yeah.
No, I think it's just.
So you had a showbiz meetup.
Right.
You, Kristen.
Yeah.
The very talented Kristen. Bartelt. What's his face? Bartelt in my head. All of a sudden, Kevin Bartelt. Why doesn't he just switch to Bartlett?
It's a better name.
Yeah, Kristen Bartlett.
So I'm not going to mention the other people just because I did tweet about it, and one of them asked me to delete it, so I'm not going to say who it is. Ooh. But we did some edibles. And we felt very good, and we came up with a really dumb game where it was
how much can we exclude Tom from tonight?
that was nailed it. That's it. No, it's
who can invite Tom the least to tonight's party.
We all won.
It was a four-way tie.
Yeah. So but no, the game.
I was busy anyway. I couldn't have done it. You could have.
You didn't even know what day it was. Sent a
car, and I couldn't have made it.
Tom, the car's on its way.
You said this weekend.
Yeah,
I couldn't.
Were you busy both days this weekend?
I was busy both days. I had so much going on.
Well, anyway,
can of bubbly to finish.
Yeah,
those lemon.
The caffeinated bubbly.
No, I can't. My mom won't let me drink the caffeinated bubbly.
Mine neither.
But the lemon lime, it's pretty much the only flavor I can handle at this point. Everything else, you drink that stuff long enough, it all starts to just taste like aluminum and Smarties.
It's got a little potpourri going in some of the flavors too. Like the strawberry's a little too strong.
Any dominant flavor I can't do anymore. They make me want to throw up.
Yeah. But the game, and I think you would enjoy this when we have you over.
Yes.
Is naming the items on a chain restaurant's kids menu.
Yeah, sure. The Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, you have to guess what they are, but then guess what the restaurant has named them.
Because I always think of just diners would always have like the Buzz Lightyear.
Right.
And it's a grilled cheese sandwich. Or they'd have like the... there's one diner had the Pinhead, which I thought it was like, this isn't exactly for kids.
What, from Hellraiser?
Yeah. I was just like, why does this diner have a kid's Pinhead on the kids menu?
What was the Pinhead?
Well, was it chicken tenders?
Really?
Yeah.
That's an odd one. But we did Bob Evans. Are you familiar with Bob Evans? Did they have those in the Northeast?
I saw them. I never went to one.
Yeah. I think it's more of a Southern type thing, but they had to guess what the food was and what the restaurant, in this case, Bob Evans, named it.
Okay.
So
let me play. Let me see. Let me see if I can play.
Yeah. I've got the menu right in front of me.
So how do I do it again?
So the first thing you do is you guess what type of food they've got on the kids menu. And then you guess what they named it.
Guess what kind of food they have on the kids. So you'll tell me, yes, they have that on the kids.
Yes. Menu. And then I'll ask you for what the name is.
I'll say grilled cheese sandwich.
Perfect. That is on the menu.
Okay. And then what did they name it on the menu?
Yeah.
And are they named after, just give me a little bit of context.
I will just say some of these are like clever, funny names. Some of them, not so much. I will say that the grilled cheese sandwich is not one of their clever names. It's kind of a toss off. But it is a special way that they cut the sandwich, and that's the name of this one.
So it's like a no crust thing or something?
This one is grilled cheese triangles.
Grilled cheese triangles. You mean a sandwich cut in half?
Yeah. Well, four triangles.
Okay, well, they cut it. Okay, you can still have two triangles by cutting it diagonally.
Yeah. Kids don't like that. So, and I'll give you one.
Congratulations also to you. Congratulations to you and Ted Lasso. There are no more awards left that Ted Lasso didn't get. Congratulations. We're proud of all of you. You got all the awards.
Congratulations to you. You really nailed the impression last week.
No, I just look, that show might not be for me. It was enjoyable. But it's a show. It's a comfort show.
You don't believe?
It's a pandemic comfort show.
Have you watched any of it?
Yeah, I watched like six episodes of it.
Okay.
I'm going to just say this. Get ready for the backlash, Ted Lasso. My, oh, my, oh, my, is there going to be backlash? I want to introduce you to Austin Powers and a Blair Witch Project. And a whole lot of other things that people got super excited about and then got mad at that they were too excited about it. It's not the fault of Ted Lasso. It's not the show's fault. But look out.
What would Ted Lasso's bootleg Halloween costume be named in the store?
Dumb Coach.
Dumb Coach costume.
Yeah, it'd be a dumb coach costume. It'd be a mustache and a
dumb
and
soccer
a sweater
coach.
Vest.
Yeah,
it'd be a sweater vest and a mustache. It'd be dumb American coach.
Dumb American soccer coach.
Yeah, I even think soccer might be pushing it.
To pushing it, yeah.
They might be worried they're going to get flagged on that. That they got too specific.
The algorithm catches them on soccer. Yeah.
Yeah. Dumb American coach. Okay, so look, this game, I've never felt worse that I missed out on a party getting to not guess the Bob Evans children's menu. Those must have been some edibles you had going down
there. I don't know. They're very, very good.
You sure they were edibles? You sure they weren't just, you sure they just, they was just weed you were having?
No, it was just weed. But in some cases, I would give the description of the item, and then they could figure out what the name was from that. Do you want one of those?
Sure. Let me try one of those.
Okay. So the title for this item is three words, and the description is hotcakes with chocolate sauce, banana slices, and one sausage link or bacon strip.
Hold on. Hotcakes with
chocolate sauce. Okay, banana slices.
Banana slices.
And one sausage link or a bacon strip.
And it has three words?
Three words.
Cry for help.
It's better than the one that they have.
Now, I just want to say this. Anybody out there, you see how fast yours truly came up with that. That's the kind of mind you're dealing with here. Yeah. Have I ever been nominated for a single award? No, never. Nothing. I've never even come within sniffing distance of getting nominated for an award. Am I one of the all-time funniest? Yeah.
Yes. Okay, I'll give you one. So the last word of this title is hotcakes.
Hotcakes is in the title.
It's in the title. Yep.
Chocolate meat hotcakes. Which is also one of my favorite Captain Beefheart songs. Yeah. Chocolate meatball hotcakes. Chocolate meat hotcakes. I'm going to have some chocolate meat hotcakes. Mike gets that one. Right, Mike?
Does Mike listen to Beefheart at all?
Yeah, no, I like Beefheart. But
you like
Mike? Oh, I didn't know that. Mike's more of a safe as milk guy.
Yeah.
Safe as milk mirror man. Maybe lick my decals off, baby. Not so much trout mask, right?
No, I like the late run.
Oh, you like the
ice cream for Crow
station, Doc at the Raider.
Yeah, Doc at the Raider station.
Gotcha.
I saw him once.
Stuff with Gary Lucas.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I can talk the talk, guys. I know my music.
Fat Chain Puller.
Yeah. Well. So what was the name of the thing, Jason?
It's Little Piggy Hotcakes.
Oh. I still prefer Cry for Help.
I think it's a better name.
Chocolate meat hotcakes. Chocolate meat hotcakes. How about you? I got a boo. I got a chocolate meat hotcakes. Maybe I could be the new front man of the Magic Band. Right? Get the Magic Man back together. I'll start fronting. I'll grunt and groan. Like, I'll start yelling at those guys the way Captain Beefheart yelled at them. I'll just bring all the memories back. I'll lock them in a shed and make them practice for 10 hours straight. They'll be like, wait, why are we letting this guy shove us around? He's not Captain Beefheart. Like, but you know what? Old habits die hard. Get in the shed. And don't come out until you got 6 moonlights in Vermont for me. All right, can I get another call, please? Hello, Best Show. Hi.
Hi, Tom. It's Ben.
Ben? Where are you calling from, Ben?
I'm calling from Fargo.
From Fargo?
Indeed. And it's a good evening here.
My deal, Wade. Right? Remember that?
Say that again?
Is that the state? That's the city motto? That was my deal, Wade.
Pretty much.
And when you go into Fargo, there's a giant statue of Jerry Lundegaard climbing out of a motel window in his underwear.
There is not, but there is a statue of Marge in our local movie theater.
Okay. How tall?
Slightly taller than I am.
Okay. All right. What do you got for me, buddy? You got anything else you want to say?
I love the book.
You love the book. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep, and among the many great things, I always love, as someone who's never been to New Jersey, just learning about the New Jersey localisms and things like that, and particularly the coin pushers. I'm a little bit familiar with coin pushers from trips to Wisconsin, but Wisconsin coin pushers are just so, what you find in bars everywhere. They're just so austere and weird, and or just not even weird, but just straight ahead, put in a coin, try to get coins back.
So Wisconsin Coin Pusher sounds like a Guided by Voices album.
I think someone should come up with that and make that, whether it's Guided by Voices or someone, they should make Wisconsin Coin Pushers a thing. But hearing about the New Jersey ones and all the competition for the Toto cards and the Wizard of Oz ones, and then when I had to look up what they looked like, I was impressed.
Yeah, coin pushers are impressive.
I never thought about it, how they could be, but reading your book helped me see that. So thank you much
for
that.
I'm coming back for these coins. Well, there's a warning to the coin pusher community. I'm a youngster on that scene, and I'm coming back. Look out. Hey, do you want to play the game?
Thank you for the nice words
about the book. Let me just ask you a question about the book real fast. Did it make you laugh?
Yes.
Did it make you cry?
Yes, it did.
It did? I'm not judging. Made me cry because it happened to me. I'm kidding.
That's right.
No, it did happen. No, look, I appreciate the nice words. Thank you so much. Let's play the game.
Yes.
What's your name again?
Ben.
Ben, that's right. Ben, what is your best and worst character trait?
My best character trait is... my wife says humor. I say my curiosity.
Okay.
My worst is... my franticness.
You get frantic?
Just when I get nervous.
Like Harrison Ford, you getting frantic? Let me just ask, Sting, are you tantric?
Oh.
Like Snickers, are you guaranteed to satisfy?
Yes.
Let me ask you another question. What's the best deal you've ever gotten in your life, Ben?
The best deal I ever had gotten was at a record store, well, a CD store, a box set of the Temptations' greatest hits, a career retrospective, for less than $20.
Okay, that's a good deal. That's a good deal. If you were a character in fiction, you would be who?
I would be I'd probably be Samuel Tarly from The Song of Ice and Fire from George R. R. Martin books.
Okay. Who's the most famous person you've ever met, Ben?
That would be, and it was just a very brief meeting, but I met Greg Turkington after a concert and just got to exchange a few words with him about the merch he was selling. So that's what I'll count as.
Right. Greg is, that's a big one. Greg's a legend.
Indeed.
Okay. Final question. Who is overrated?
Who is overrated? Oh, that is hard because I think there are a few people that I think are slightly overrated that... never mind. Let's see. I'll just say... I just do not see the appeal of James Corden at all. And maybe...
Why are you being so tiptoeing around this? What, are you worried James Corden's going to come out to your neck of the woods?
I'm just worried he carries grudges.
He's going to show up in Fargo looking to even the score? Thank you. Whoever's laughing in the background, thank you very much.
Yep, that is my wife.
He shows up at the Fargo airport. Where's Ben? Take me to Ben. I'm going to give him what for. You're treading so lightly. I work in this line of work and I've made so many mistakes blasting people, but I still keep saying what I want to say. So be it.
That's a good point.
You think I'm putting myself in a great position saying I don't love Ted Lasso?
I guess so. I hear so many people love Ted Lasso. I can't watch it. I haven't watched it to see that it's overrated, though.
And
so
it's fine.
I don't know.
It's fine. Look, it's fine. It's a fine. It's like a fine show. It's a very positive, very uplifting show. If you love it, good. You're in the majority. I'm in the minority that it don't do it for me the way it do it for you. But I'm okay with that. I just keep enjoying it. It don't do it for me. But you're all the way out in Fargo, and you're just like, oh boy, I don't want to ruffle James Corden's feathers. Oh, I don't know. He's not going to get in one of those cars. We think he's going to get in a car. He's driving around with Paul McCartney. He's going to drive out to Fargo. The two of them are going to beat the tar out of you.
I don't think he's interested in that. It's just
you're a kind guy. It's your humble upbringing.
It kind of is.
That's why I said it. Look, I appreciate it. I think you're great. I think you're cool, and I appreciate your kindness speaks volumes. So don't lose that.
Thank you, Tom.
But that said, I did actually just get a text from James Corden saying he's furious. And he wants to fight you. He wants to fight you in front of the Marge Gunderson statue at the movie theater tomorrow at noon.
Well, I got that book then.
Yeah, well, look, you want to fight him? This is how you fight James Corden. You do the old patty cake routine, right? You start doing patty cake with him, and he'll get all confused because that's not a UK thing. That's a US thing. We invented patty cake here. We invented jazz and patty cake. And you do the patty cake thing. Patty cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you. And then on can, you just sock him right in the nose.
All right.
All right. Thanks so much for the call, Ben. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Tom. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
That's a good call. Treading lightly. He's treading lightly. Very political. Very political guy. Got another call?
Yes.
Thank you. Hello, best show.
Hey, this is Samorama in Chicago.
Who is this?
Samorama in Chicago.
Samorama.
Yeah.
Samorama, we've spoken before, haven't we?
Yes, we have. And I think the last time I called, Deep Dish had also called in. So it's just that Chicago thing happening. I don't know.
Yeah. You got the bat signals up.
Yeah.
In Chicago. Except the bat signal in Chicago has Dennis Franz on it.
Yes, yes. I'm from the section of town with the Jeff Tweedy being a good dad statue.
Uh-huh. Jeff Tweedy teaching his son how to play drums?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Man, look, I loved my father as much as you could love a father. But he ain't teach me to play no drums.
My dad actually asked me what Beatles album to buy, and that was like a big responsibility to me. And
how old were you at the time?
Yeah. It was like high school.
Okay. So he was like, Samorama, I have a question for you.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the big
I've been hearing a lot of things about the Beatles lately. Which of these albums should I get? Which one did you tell him to get? Yellow Submarine soundtrack?
Abbey Road.
Oh, I thought you were going to. I would have made him get the Yellow Submarine soundtrack, half of it just orchestral garbage. Dad, I thought you'd like only a Northern song.
He probably actually would have dug that one. The only other thing that I was ever listening to that he asked about was 10,000 Maniacs. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He asked
good dad music.
Samorama, which of these 10,000 Maniacs albums should I get? Is that how that went down?
Yeah, but, you know, I had to make sure that he got In My Tribe with a Peace Train on it, not once they cut it.
No, you got to get the one with "There's no then though no riding on the Peace Train." No. That's not a bad Cat Stevens, right, is it?
No.
Take your time. Hurry up. If you want, you can marry. You're not young. You're the foul. I've so much you have to learn. I can start doing more impressions.
I'm just dancing like Natalie Merchant while you sing that. Yeah. So.
I can't do a Natalie Merchant impression, though. I don't know how old would that be. Oh, about the weather. I want to sing a something about the weather.
I really thought they just patched Natalie Merchant in on this call.
Oh, wow. I know. Well, thank you. That was Sam Aranha. Wow. Finally got a taste of my own medicine by saying that to everybody. Now I know how hurtful it is. No. I'll never say another mean thing to anybody else on the show ever again.
I thought it was her. I thought we channeled her. Stop.
You are teasing me, and that's fine. But just admit you're teasing me. That's all I want you to do.
Never.
Yeah, let's want to play the game?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm ready.
Let's do it to it. It is time for me and Sam Aranha to play Getting to Know You. Sam Aranha.
Yes.
What's the least desirable Halloween candy?
The peanut butter things, just because they rip your teeth out.
Wait, peanut butter what?
Those, like, peanut butter things in the black or orange papers, they're just a hunk of hard peanut butter, and they yank your teeth out.
Wait, what kind of candy is that? A blob of peanut butter in a black and orange package? Are you sure that's candy?
I remember these distinctly. I remember throwing them out after my first taste of one. I thought they were pretty common in the bad Halloween candy department.
It means Mary Jane, right?
Maybe, but like festively packaged.
Now we'll see. Mary Janes are very sticky.
Yes.
Sam Aranha, I've never seen a single movie by blank.
I haven't seen every movie.
But who's someone, a director or an actor, that you've never seen a single movie by that person?
I don't think I've actually seen an entire Sandra Bullock film.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. Sam Aranha, how do you cope when you're super stressed out?
I hang out with my dog, and he wags his tail at me like he's doing right now.
Okay, tell me more about this dog. What's your dog's name?
His name is Fang.
Fang?
Fang, yes.
What kind of dog is Fang?
He's a doodle type. You know, he's a fuzzy guy.
All right. Final question.
Yes.
I'm looking. I want to give you a good one.
Uh-oh.
If the world ended tomorrow, you'd be sad that you didn't what?
Travel to Japan.
Okay, that's a great one.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Someday.
Well, someday. Sam Aranha, I feel like I know you so much better. Thank you for playing the game.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Good night.
Good night. Bye. Getting to know you. I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. It'll work out, Mike. Cat Stevens. Mike.
Yes, Tom.
Cat Stevens. Yay or nay?
I can't deny that when I was very young, going through my sister's record collection, that she had his greatest hits, yeah, which I did play fairly often.
That seems like one of those records that was issued to like one out of every five people. At one point, that Cat Stevens' greatest hits, the one with the blue sky on the top right.
Yeah, my sister really had it. I mean, she's not really, she didn't continue being a real big music fan, but when she was, I mean, she really had them all. She had that. She had Fleetwood Mac, Rumors, and the one before it. She had Eagles' greatest hits. Mm-hmm. The soundtrack to Godspell. I even listened to that quite a bit.
A lot of greatest hits going down over there.
Yeah, you know. Well, she had Elton John. Yeah, those were my formative albums. Mm-hmm. You know, listening to her stuff.
Okay. And what was it? What was the greatest hits album that you enjoyed? Because I've greatest hits albums never did it for me. A lot of times, I wanted the real albums.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. But when I was young, I felt like, you know, you had limited spending. So, yeah, I mean, I was quite fond. I even got them for Christmas, the Red and the Blue Beatles collections. And I know, like, that's not the way to go in there. But it was bang
for
the buck.
Those Red and Blue ones were pretty solid, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know. But, you know, the purists are like, you know, they don't listen to those albums.
Yeah, well, it's a good way for a kid to get involved in it and to understand it. You know what I mean? Well, it's a good way for a kid. And you had... Now imagine when they did that cover, because the one cover was the Beatles young looking down that window, right? Mm-hmm. What happened with that? Somebody's like, let's go back to the window. Let's go back to the window. We'll look down the window again. We're all hairy and weird looking now. It'll look funny because we looked so clean cut before. Won't it be funny to look down the window? I don't know the story of that.
That sounds like the story right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a
It can't get any more complicated, right?
No, man. Hey, man, let's go back to the window. What window? I don't know why I'm doing them as
Cheech and Chong. Like,
we'll go back to the window. We should go back to the window. On October 14th. I will no longer look down the window. Peace and love. I will no longer line up with the other Beatles and look down the window at a photographer. All windows will be thrown in the trash.
What is your favorite Beatles album, Tom?
My favorite Beatles album?
Yeah.
Let It Bleed.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, no, that's Rolling Stones. Probably if I have a favorite Beatles album, I'd just say White Album.
All right.
It's kind of got everything you could want on it.
Yeah.
It's got Cream Tangerine, Monte Lemon, right? It's got Cry, Baby, Cry, Make Your Mother Sigh. You're Old Enough to Know Better. That's on it. What else is on it? Others.
Why Don't We Do It in the Road?
Why Don't We Do It in the Road? That's on it. It's got number nine. Probably, I got to say, if you're talking about the worst Beatles songs, that is not the worst Beatles song. That one is, if they put the Beatles songs in tiers of five tiers, that goes lower quadrant of the fourth tier. But so be it. Pat, we got how many calls? How many lines we got, Pat?
We got full phones, but that's it.
Well, let's skip past these full phones and see where we're at. No new calls, please.
Yeah.
No new calls. Let's take another call now, if we could, please. Hello. Hi, Best Show. Welcome.
Hey, Tom. Good evening.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Jeff calling from Chatham, New Jersey.
07928, Chatham.
Wow, look at that.
I know, right? Do you feel heard with that, seen and heard, that I know your zip code?
I really do. I just had to memorize that recently because I just moved up here.
You big fan of the Short Hills Mall?
I was just over there. I don't know if you saw. There was a little viral video going around starring our very own Short Hills Mall.
Well, what did the Short Hills Mall do this time?
A gal had a little bit of an incident, a little bit of a freak out in the Victoria.
Yelling at somebody about a mask?
Along those lines.
Yeah. Calm down. Calm down, you morons.
That's what I said.
Put the mask on. I just went to bleep in South Africa a couple weeks ago. No joke. Cape Town. People walking around. Everybody's got a mask on. Everybody's got a mask on. Everybody respects it. But you know you're in trouble. You know when people, like the mighty United States, and you go to a different country, and then everybody's just like infinitely better at everything. And you're like, oh, okay.
Sure. I was in Puerto Rico about a couple months ago, and that was a big change, too. Everyone's all masked up, and everyone was very respectful, and everyone had a good time.
Yeah, taking it seriously. So tell me, my friend, what do you want to play the game? You want to play the game?
I do. I haven't been listening tonight, unfortunately. I've been waiting for this very moment, but I know
you're...
Let's
play the game. Let's just play the game. Let's play the game. What's your name again, Chief?
It's Jeff.
Jeff, Snickers or Milky Way?
Milky Way.
Interesting. Don't like nuts, eh?
I like a freezing cold Milky Way.
I do too. Freezing cold Snickers will do a trick for you. Biting that thing, it shatters like an iceberg.
Like an eggshell.
Jeff, can you sew?
No. I can crochet.
Okay, you can crochet though. Okay.
I can't crochet. I'm sorry, that was a lie.
Oh, no. I am so close to... All right. I don't know why you'd say that, Jeff. I don't know why you'd say that.
That's strike one and two, okay.
Jeff. Jeff, who's your favorite member of BTS?
Well, you know what? What's BTS?
Oh, Jeff.
Oh no!
Jeff, what's your favorite? What's your favorite dumb movie?
Happy Gilmore. No. I don't know. What about Kingpin? Is that too good to be dumb?
No, it's not.
Okay, Kingpin.
And your final question tonight, Jeff. What is, who or what is underrated?
Okay. Well, I've been listening to Greg Cartwright a lot. I think the compulsive, if Greg Cartwright on the whole is, but more
than compulsive gamblers. Somebody's going to say compulsive gamblers are underrated. Well, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Great job.
I just wanted to say I've been digging the book. I know you're getting a lot of these calls, but I'm cracking up reading this thing about an hour ago. I was losing it, so it's really, really funny.
You're sweet to say that, Jeff. You have a great night. I appreciate it.
You too, man.
Next call, please.
The sites of movie makers are being lowered. We get movies that are really popular but maybe aren't that good, like Police Academy or Porky's.
I like Police Academy.
No, I mean, you know, everything has its place. I mean, one day we wanted to see something really gross and stupid, and Police Academy was perfect. You know, when you're in that kind of mood, you don't want to think. You don't want to even have to follow the jokes too well. You want something really that's just right in your face, and that's what Police Academy was. I don't know if they teach it at film school, but, you know, Thursday afternoon at 2, it was okay.
Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, this is Pat from Philly.
Pat from Philly, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I love the show tonight. Great.
Oh, thank you, Pat. Thank you. What's going on? Anything you want to talk about before we play the game?
Not much. You know, Philadelphia, I was in Asbury over the weekend.
Ah, how was that?
It was good. I played a festival, the See Here Now Festival.
You played? You're in a band?
I'm in a band, yeah.
What band, Pat?
I play guitar in Strand of Oaks.
Strand of Oaks. I don't know Strand of Oaks. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. You don't have to. But
tell me about Strand of Oaks. Maybe I'll like you guys.
It's the dude, and I'm just like a side dude.
Okay. So the main person's name is Strand of Oaks?
That'd be cool if it was, but his name's actually Tim.
Ken?
Kim.
Kim.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Strand of Oaks. What kind of music is Strand of Oaks?
Rock and roll.
Like, who would it be comparable to?
It's Powderfinger, a whole lot of Powderfinger.
Okay.
So I get to play guitar and sing harmonies. It's a really fun gig. I've only done a couple of shows with the band, but the highlight of the weekend besides playing was that, you know how you do the elbow move, the COVID, like, hey, how's it going? And then you touch elbows.
Yeah.
Smashing Pumpkins was on the bill, and I elbowed James Yeehaw.
You gave Yeehaw the COVID elbow.
The COVID elbow.
That's cool. How are Smashing Pumpkins?
We had to go, so I didn't see them. But I'll tell you what, James Yeehaw, nice guy.
That's good to hear. Do you know whether they played any of their hits, like, despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage?
I have to go on setlist.com to confirm it, but I'm going to go ahead and say that they played that one.
That they played Rat in a Cage?
Did they play Stairway to Heaven is the real question.
Wait a minute. They play Stairway to Heaven sometimes?
I'm pretty sure on their last arena tour, they covered Stairway to Heaven. I'm 99% sure.
I don't want to hear Billy Corgan sing Stairway to Heaven. There's a lane. No. If there's a bustle in your hand, draw, don't be alarmed now.
Can I ask you something, Tom?
What's that?
Are you doing a full Stairway at this point in your life? Like, if you're in the car, Stairway comes on. Is there any situation where you're just like, all right, I'm going to do this Stairway?
What do you mean? Do I shut it off? No, I never would shut it off.
So you do every Stairway you get?
I'll do any and all Stairways, yeah.
So you're batting 1,000 on Stairway.
Never shut it off once.
Wow.
Why would you?
I've never shut off Have You Ever Seen the Rain. That's the only one I know.
Only one reason. There's only one reason on Stairway, too. You know what it is?
Why that?
You got to get to this point in the song. Yeah, when it goes. And you got to get to the. Right?
Yeah.
That's the best part of Stairway. The whole that moment when he goes.
And then
that when it just goes, that's when you know. Yeah. And as we wind on down the road, our shadows taller than our soul. Right? That's it. We're not going to do the rest. Matt Watson? Okay, never mind.
We'll good song. Good song.
100 people, 100 years old. Okay. So you want to play the game, my friend?
I would love to play the game.
Well, let's do it to it. Here we go. Let's see. How spicy is too spicy?
8.
Do you just mean on the hot sauce meter? 8?
Yes, hot sauce or like Szechuan food. You know, they'll give you the numbers. I feel like I could take it to a 7.
All right. What's the worst purchase of your life?
I didn't buy it, but I told my parents that I wanted a 32X Sega Genesis system. Are you familiar?
I am not.
It's the only one you didn't want as a kid. It was just like the one they didn't make any games for, and I still feel bad. And it's the one my parents ponied up to get, you know? And it stunk.
It stunk. I'm sorry. Who's your least favorite Beatle?
I'm sorry. I gotta go Ringo on this one. I know it's cool to say John, Paul, or George, but I gotta go Ringo.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. What's the last time you truly lost your cool?
I still have a kind of broken toe because I kicked a bass amp once in practice because the drummer forgot his clutch, which is the thing to a hi-hat. That's a stupid little thing. And we couldn't practice because he didn't have it. And we didn't even need to practice, so I kicked a bass amp.
Okay. Final one. Favorite character in all of fiction? Who is it? Anything. Book, music.
Yeah.
TV.
I think it's a toss up for me. Either Coach Lou Brown from Major League.
Okay.
Or Dark Helmet from Spaceballs.
Interesting. Interesting. Very good. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks,
playing
Tom.
The game. We'll talk soon.
Billy Corgan told me to shut up once when I met him.
Did he?
Yeah.
Was this at your little get together?
It was. You know, he was over, and I asked him. I'm like,
well, you said there were two people there. I was, and you said that one of them.
Okay, one of them was Billy Corgan.
You said they told you to take the thing down. I'm saying he might have also told you to shut up.
We're going to need to edit this out.
Okay. So we got two more lines, Pat.
Dose.
I love it. Can I have a call, please?
Hello?
Hello. Hi. Welcome to the Best Show.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me. This is Kevin from Westchester.
Kevin from Westchester. What's going on out in Westchester tonight, Kevin?
Nothing much. Just having to work really late. I just got my first real like adult job, and I'm hopefully done for the night and just trying to wind down now, you know.
What type of work are you doing? I don't want you to get too specific. I don't want you to get yelled at for talking about your work on the Best Show.
It's a TV gig.
Ooh. What capacity are you writing?
I'm at the bottom of the barrel right now. I'm in the research department.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, that's great. Congratulations. That's very exciting.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's, like I said, first big adult job, so still getting used to it, but this is the latest night so far, and it's just so nice to be able to wind down with the Best Show. You know, I appreciate
it a lot.
You'll
get there. What are you working on, Alan? Alan Ruins It All, whatever that show's called?
Not quite, no.
This guy who works on the Best Show, Woodio, claims to know Alan from Alan Ruins It All.
And you don't believe Woodio?
I don't. He said he taught him, took ski lessons from him. I was barely paying attention. I think he said he took skiing lessons from him or something.
Sketch 101.
Sketch 101. Okay. And were you just like, well, I want to start this sketch this way? And he's like, actually, you shouldn't start the sketch that way.
Honestly, that pretty much was the whole class.
Okay. Well, God bless him. God bless you, Alan. Wherever you are, you got a home on the best show. Well, Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin, do you want to play the game?
Let's do it. Can I ask you a quick question first?
Of course you can, Kevin.
So one of my favorite moments in the book, and also I'd like to say first off, I mean, fantastic job. I gave it to my dad also, who knows nothing about you, and he greatly enjoyed it also.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's very kind of you. Not nuts about you giving him forwarding your copy along wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world. You buy him a fresh copy. But look, we do what we do.
Yeah. One of my favorite moments in the book.
Wouldn't have killed you to just be like, Dad, I bought a second copy. And I also bought you a backup copy, Dad, in case you leave yours at the bus station. I got a backup for you also. And I also drew on them so that you can't return them. I do advise everyone who has a copy of It Never Ends, draw on it so you can't bring it back. Throw your receipts out and draw on the books.
I got you for the next one, Tom. Don't worry. One of my favorite moments is the story that takes place at SUNY Purchase, because that's my alma mater. It's just a great story because, like, it's you and SUNY Purchase and the Knicks, which is all things that I care about a lot. And I was just curious if you had any other just things that, like, did you have to go to that campus a lot for that job?
No, I really never did. I went to, okay. I think I went once or twice. Okay. I know I went once, maybe twice at most.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Not when I was doing basketball writing. I'd often go to the arena where the games were.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. It really was. It was fun. Those were the days. Let's play the game.
Let's do it.
Kevin, who's your favorite member of BTS?
Built to Spill.
No, not Built to Spill. Or sure. Who's your favorite member of Built to Spill? My favorite member of Built to Spill. Who's your favorite member of Built to Spill? Or BTS, the proper K-pop band.
I don't even know. I like the, there's the bald guy.
Doug Marsh. Just say Doug.
Doug, sure.
There you go. Okay. Who's overrated?
You know, does it have to be a person?
No.
Okay, I think LaCroix is really overrated.
Yeah, it is. I agree with you on that, Kevin. Kevin, what's your dream sandwich?
Oh, boy. I mean, I don't know. You know what? I like it simple, you know? Like, just give me a BLT and I'm good at the end of the day.
Okay, all right. Next question. You got back pain?
No.
Okay. Can you cook?
Sometimes.
Okay. What's your specialty?
My specialty, Trader Joe's microwavable pastas. That's my specialty.
Okay. There you go. No, that's good. Look, first of all, congratulations on the job. I appreciate it, you calling, and the nice words for the book. Now that you got this job, wouldn't kill you to buy that backup copy of the book.
Right. Yeah, okay. You got it, Tom. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Have a great night. Bye.
Bye.
Very good. Very good. Well, final call. I guess we're going to do the final call. I'm looking, Nick Gazin, who is I love him, just put up a cover for my next book, which is the Get in the Shed, which is apparently, it shows all the cops outside the Palladium in LA, outside of a shed where I guess the Magic Band is being held captive. Get in the Shed, Old Habits Die Hard. Thank you, Nick. Okay, let's do it. Final call. Best show,
hello. Hi.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Suki from Idlewild, California.
Suki from Idlewild. Mm-hmm. How are you tonight, Suki?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me about Idlewild. I don't know anything about it.
It's very nice. I've been up here for about a year, and it's in the mountains, sort of outside the Palm Springs area. So
okay.
It's lots of trees and animals, and it's very beautiful.
Okay, trees and animals. It's you said it's around Palm Springs?
It's like in the mountains outside of Palm Springs. Yeah.
Sure, around Pioneer Town, perhaps?
It's a bit away from Pioneer Town, but I have gone down there quite a few times.
Do you see shows at Pappy and Harriet's?
I have seen shows at Pappy and Harriet's. I was actually supposed to see Orville Peck and Tanya Tucker at Pappy and Harriet's, but then this whole pandemic thing happened, and that didn't happen.
Yeah. Oh, Suki, what are we going to do?
I don't know, man.
You still washing your hands?
Oh, I am washing my hands excessively, I would say. Yeah. Borderline excessively. But
Yeah.
Mostly staying indoors anyway. I'm in the middle of the woods, so I'm kind of isolated.
You gotta watch out for mountain lions.
It's true. There's been a bear hanging around my neighborhood, apparently. I haven't seen it, but there's a lot of community rumbling about a bear.
Well, be safe.
I will. Thank you.
Would you like to play the game?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right, Suki. I have never seen a single movie by blank. Who would that be for you?
I was really hoping you wouldn't ask me that one because
you know, Suki,
one.
We're striking it right off the board. Then we're starting fresh.
Are you serious?
100% serious, Suki. What sports can you play?
I can play Gaga. You know Gaga, where you're in a big pit with a bunch of people, you bounce a ball at them.
I don't.
Oh. It's fun. You're in a big pit. I haven't played it since I was a kid, but you're in a big sort of sunken pit, and a bunch of people get in there, and you have a ball, and it's kind of like Foursquare, but a little more chaotic, and you're like bouncing a ball and trying to hit people like below the knees. That's pretty fun.
Okay. What's the weirdest food combination that you can't help but love?
I really like... This is gross. It's gross. Peanut butter and mint. Like if I have a peanut butter ice cream and a mint ice cream together, that's kind of
ice cream. I can handle that.
Okay.
You can mash just about any ice creams together. I could roll with, but I like peanut. I thought you were going to say you put mint on a peanut butter sandwich.
No. Well, like a fresh mint on a peanut butter sandwich might actually be good. Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. What's the most you ever paid for a concert ticket?
I don't go to a whole lot of shows. I'm pretty selective, but I did see Barbra Streisand at the Staples Center, and I don't remember how much I paid, but I remember that it stung. And my husband went to that show with me, and he definitely, I don't think he knew what he was in for. We were definitely like the youngest people there that was not like, you know, someone going as a bat mitzvah gift with their aunt or something. But Barbra Streisand, I would say.
Okay. Barbra Streisand. Well, let's see. Doot, 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 doot. What's the least desirable Halloween candy?
Pretty much. Like a Smarties or a Sweet Tart or like any of the candy that like Sweetwater sends you if you order any tech gear from Sweetwater, anything they toss in the box that equals like the worst Halloween candy.
Okay. Final question. You ready?
I'm ready.
Who would play you in the movie of your life?
Oh, can it be from like any era?
Any era.
Oh, I'm a little embarrassed because now it sounds like I'm a weird Barbra Streisand psycho, but like it would definitely be Barbra Streisand. Okay. She's like the closest. One time I got mistaken for Lady Gaga at a noodle bar near the Cinerama Dome, but I mostly felt bad for that person because I do not look like Lady Gaga at all.
Okay. Well, no. That's very flattering, though, to get compared to Lady Gaga.
I was very flattered. It was a highlight of the year, I would say. Mm-hmm.
Well, Suki, thank you for playing the game.
Thank you.
And now I know you a little bit better.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Well, you have a great night.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
No more calls?
Finito.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, let's wrap it up.
Oh, jeez. Mic fell off the mic stand. Hold on. I can just hold it. So anyway.
Yeah. Thanks everybody who listened. Go to patreon.com/thebestshow. We have content going up over there. We have so far going up probably end of the week. Other stuff going up. If you're interested in a It Never Ends book plate, if you're a Patreon subscriber, go to the site and read what to do if you did not get a book plate, which was a part of the pre-order. Or if you were international, I'm trying to take care of my international people, and I'll also take care of some domestic people who didn't get one for whatever reason. Limited amount, trying to take care of you. Go there and follow the directions. And I'll be posting next week. Is it next week? Yeah, it is next week. I'm going to be doing a thing with In Conversation with Perry Schall online, and I'll get you all the info for that. It's very exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. And thank you, Pat and Mike and Jason. And we will be back next week with another Best Show. And thanks for listening. Bye-bye.